This is the International Macular Degeneration Support Group Patient Education Series. Quick presentations for low vision individuals or groups seeking to understand causes, symptoms, and treatment of common eye conditions. This presentation is titled, How the Eye Works, Common Problems and Diseases. Light rays enter the eye through the clear cornea, pupil, and lens. These light rays are focused directly onto the retina, the light-sensitive tissue lining the back of the eye. The retina converts light rays into impulses sent through the optic nerve to your brain, where they are recognized as images. 70% of the eye's focusing power comes from the cornea, and 30% from the lens. The inability to see clearly is often caused by refractive error. There are four types of refractive error: myopia, known as nearsightedness; hyperopia, or farsightedness; astigmatism; and presbyopia. In myopia, or nearsightedness, there is too much optical power in the eye. The distance between the cornea and the retina may be too long, or the power of the cornea and the lens may be too strong. Light rays focus in front of the retina instead of on it. Close objects will look clear, but distant objects will appear blurred. In hyperopia, or farsightedness, there is too little optical power. The distance between the cornea and the retina may be too short. Light rays are focused behind the retina instead of on it. In adults, but not necessarily children, distant objects will look clear, but close objects will appear blurred. In astigmatism, the cornea is curved unevenly, shaped more like a football than a basketball. Light passing through the uneven cornea is focused in two or more locations. Distant and close objects may appear blurry. Presbyopia is an age-related condition where your eyes gradually lose the ability to see things up close. It's more difficult for the lens of the aging eye to change shape. When we're young, the eye's lens is flexible and changes focus easily between near and far objects, like a camera's autofocus. At around age 40, this flexibility gradually decreases, making it more difficult to see objects up close unless the eye has nearsightedness. Eyeglasses are the most common methods of correcting refractive errors. They refocus light rays directly on the retina. Refractive surgery covers a variety of surgical procedures that permanently alter the eye such that light rays are refocused on the retina to improve vision. The most common refractive surgical procedures are laser in situ keratomelusis, or LASIK, epithelial laser in situ keratomelusis, or epiLASIK, photorefractive keratectomy, or PRK, laser epithelial keratomelusis, or LASEK, LASEK, conductive keratoplasty, or CK, astigmatic keratotomy, or AK, radial keratotomy, or RK, phakic interocular lenses, or IOLs, accommodative IOLs and multifocal IOLs, refractive lens exchange, or RLE, intrastromal corneal ring segments, or INTACs. In addition to refractive errors, many kinds of eye disease can affect your sight. Vision changes are not always evident right away. Some common eye diseases are age-related macular degeneration, or AMD, a leading cause of severe vision loss in people over 65 years of age. AMD may have many contributing factors, including the natural aging process. The macula may degenerate or atrophy over time, possibly affecting your central vision. Early stage AMD may be hardly noticeable. It is usually a bilateral disease with one eye more affected than the other. Symptoms of AMD include blurry vision, dark or empty areas in central vision, and straight lines that may look wavy. There is no specific treatment for the dry form of AMD. Laser photodynamic therapy, or PDT, or anti-VEGF drugs may treat the wet form of AMD. Glaucoma. Glaucoma is a leading cause of loss of vision and blindness in the United States, especially for older people. Glaucoma is a disease of the optic nerve, commonly due to increased intraocular pressure, or IOP. When optic nerve fibers are damaged, blind spots develop. Blind spots or loss of vision usually go undetected until the optic nerve is significantly damaged. Treatment aimed at lowering intraocular pressure may include eye drops, laser surgery, or a conventional surgery to shunt fluid from the eye, depending on the type of glaucoma and its stage. Early detection and treatment are keys to preventing vision loss from glaucoma. Diabetic retinopathy. Diabetes mellitus is the inability of the body to use and store sugar properly, resulting in high blood sugar levels. Diabetes mellitus results in changes in veins, arteries, and capillaries in the body, including the eyes. Damage occurs to the fragile blood vessels of the retina. Symptoms include blurred vision, decreased vision, and loss of vision. Treatment includes laser surgery, which is the usual treatment. Occasionally, conventional surgery is used. Anti-VEGF medication injection may also be used. You can significantly lower your risk of vision loss by maintaining strict control of your blood sugar level and frequent visits to your ophthalmologist. Cataract. Age-related cataract is the most common form. The eye's normally clear lens becomes cloudy, preventing light from focusing sharply on the retina. Symptoms include blurry vision, glare or light sensitivity, poor night vision, difficulty driving at night, yellowing or fading of colors, increased light required to read comfortably. Cataract surgery removes the cloudy lens and replaces it with an artificial intraocular lens implant, or IOL. If cataract symptoms are not adversely affecting your daily activities, you may not need surgery. Simply have your eyeglass prescription changed as needed. Infants and young children should visit an ophthalmologist or other medical professional at the following intervals: newborn to 3 months, 3 to 6 months, 6 months to 1 year, 3 to 3.5 years, and 5 years. Other medical professionals include pediatricians, family physicians, nurse practitioners, or physician assistants. Age-appropriate eye and vision evaluations should be performed in the newborn period and at all subsequent health supervision visits, since different childhood eye problems may be detected at each. The screening process includes a history in order to assess risk factors as well as an examination. Vision testing should be performed for a child at the earliest age that is practical, and it's recommended for all children starting at age 3. Adults with no signs or risk factors for eye disease should get a baseline eye disease screening at age 40, the time when early signs of disease may start to occur. Based on the screening, an ophthalmologist will prescribe the necessary intervals for follow-up exams. For people at any age with symptoms of or at risk for eye disease, such as those with a family history of eye disease, diabetes, or high blood pressure, see an ophthalmologist to determine how frequently your eyes should be examined. This concludes this presentation of the Patient Education Series. For links to all presentations in this series, visit www.mdsupport.org/nsg.html.